The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
It's a story about the Blachevre Rebbe. The Blachevre Rebbe's name was Rabbi Yisrael Spiro. He was born in 1889, and he passed away in 1989. 1889 till 1989. He was 199 years old, I think, when he passed away, or 100. His wife and children, the Blachevre Rebbe's wife and children, Rabbi Yisrael Spiro, were murdered in the Holocaust. And he had been interred in the labor camps, and at some point he was shipped to Bergen-Belsen. As you know, Bergen-Belsen was a camp in Germany. Pesach approached, and it's unbelievable, but the Jews in Bergen-Belsen were talking about how do we obtain matzah for Pesach. There was very little hope, because how exactly are you going to bake matzah? Where are going to find a matzah bakery in Bergen-Belsen under the tyranny of the SS, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, to be able to bake matzah? But a few Jews decided to go to the Blachevre Rebbe. Maybe together they can come up with some sort of strategy. The Blachevre Rebbe, like many Wunder Rabbiners, they were called, you know, super rabbis, rebbes, were hated by the Nazis. But there was one German commander in Bergen-Belsen that he had this curiosity about the Blachevre Rebbe. There was just something curious that triggered him. And from time to time, he would go over and engage with him in conversation. He appreciated him, this Nazi. He was a commander, and he would talk to him. Obviously, you know, he would make him know who's in charge, you know, strike him or beat him, but he had this curiosity about him. So the Blachevre Rebbe decided to take a chance. He knew he could be punished, he could be killed, he could be shot, but he decided to take a chance, a big chance. And the next conversation that this commandant had with him in Bergen-Belsen, after a few minutes, he spoke to him, he started to speak to him about Pesach. And he said that, you know, we celebrate the Exodus of Egypt, and we have this matzah, and he explains to him what matzah is, you know, bread baked in a particular fashion. Maybe Herr Commandant could do something to allow me to get even a little bit of amount of flour and water, and we could find an oven and just bake it. The commandant, the Nazi commandant, heard this, and she couldn't believe the request. Like, you know, where do you think you are, you know? He stared at the Blachevre Rebbe for a long time, and the Blachevre Rebbe thought, you know, he crossed the border that he shouldn't cross, and he didn't know what the consequence will be, and the Nazi just started to walk away, and he thought, who knows what the punishment will be just for the request. But as he walked away, a few seconds later, the Blachevre Rebbe, afraid, he said, I'm going to see what I can do for you. He was quite shocked. He didn't repeat the story to anybody else, but a week later, it was a few days before Pesach, this Nazi commander called for the Blachevre Rebbe. He was instructed to send two men to a certain gate and to carry a package to the bunker. The commandant got a small oven, and he got some flour and water, and he told the Blachevre Rebbe he and a few Jews could bake their matzah. It was like a miracle. So the Blachevre Rebbe took a few people who he could trust in secrecy, and they began all the preparations. It was late into the night, and they started to bake the matzah. The oven was tiny. They could only bake a few pieces of matzah at a time. The joy was extraordinary. The joy and the elation was something out of this world. Somebody spotted a Nazi walking towards the bunker that the commandant designated for them to bake the matzah. So the operation was halted. But one of the Jews said, no, it's the commandant, so you could continue baking. As he came closer, they looked at him and they realized he looked like him. It wasn't the same person. But basically, it was the commandant. They saw it wasn't the same person, but it was somebody who had obtained the oven for the Jews. And I'm sorry, it was not the same person who obtained the oven. And when he came over, they saw anger in his eyes. And he said, a letter was intercepted from this camp. I'm going to find out who in this camp smuggled out a letter. Because of this letter, I have been reprimanded and I went down in rank. He went over to the tiny oven, and with a malicious stump, he smashed the oven flat with his boot. There was nothing left. It was completely destroyed. He left. They started to cry. The mitzvah was so close. But they already baked 1 dozen matzahs. They already baked 12 matzahs that they had. So now it's Erev Pesach. They have 12 matzahs. The question is, who's going to get the matzah? Everybody was starving, always. But now you have also the mitzvah of eating matzah. They decided to discuss, you know, they get into a conversation, what to do. So they went to the Blachevre Rebbe, and he thought about it. He contemplated it, and then he said, listen, those who are mechuyev, who are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, they should get a piece of matzah, a kazayas, to be able to do the mitzvah. That's the point. And that was the decision. As this conversation was happening, a voice was heard. And the voice said two words. Binareinu ubiskeinenu. It was a woman's voice. She was on the ground, almost lifeless. Didn't look like she's going to survive. Binareinu ubiskeinenu. It says in Chumash, when Pare told Moshe he's going to send the elders out of Mitzrayim, Moshe said, no, binareinu ubiskeinenu bibaneinu b'naseinu. We're going to go with our youth and with our elder, with our sons and with our daughters. We're not abandoning the children. So this woman was screaming that pasuk. Binareinu ubiskeinenu. Binareinu ubiskeinenu is that Pare wanted to send the older ones. And Moshe said, no, 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 we need the younger ones. We need the kids. And she said to him, she says to the Blood Rebbe, but first Moshe said, Binareinu, then Biskeinenu. First the young, and then the old. So she said, if this was what Moshe said when they left Mitzrayim, with the matzahs, it should be the same way. First give it to the Nareinu, and then give it to the Skeinenu. Give it to the young, and then give it to the old. He went over to her, and he says, you're right. You're right. So that year, Pesach, the matzah was given to the children to eat by the first Pesach Seder that was led by the Blood Rebbe. After the war, he married her. Her name was Rebbetzin Brunya, and they began a new life. She became known as the Blozhever Rebbetzin. In that horrible moment, she was articulating that truth. Don't give up on the children. Binareinu biskeinenu. True, children under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, don't have an obligation to eat matzah, only mitzvah chinuch. But in terms of giving them the fire of emunah, don't ignore them. On the contrary, if in Bergen-Belsen, we need the future, it's precisely at this moment, binareinu biskeinenu. He was so moved by this. He was so transformed by it. Not only did he change the Seder, but obviously he knew that this was his soulmate. And they rebuilt the family after the war because his first wife was killed.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org